Say this loud and clear before you have your seat. And make sure that your voice draws like fire and like thunder. Say this loud and clear. I destroy every poison in my life. That prayer is loaded. Whether conscious poison or unconscious poison, physical poison, spiritual poison. Can I hear your voice running like thunder? By fire! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to destroy them. Masepati la kande ya barabo. Ribosetende ke ya boshente raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. We praise your name for this wonderful morning. And we thank you for sparing our lives to see the last Sunday in this year. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we are gathered before you. We know that even if this year remains 1 second to go, the miracles of 2009 can still happen. Father, we are gathered before you this morning. Lay your hands upon us. Educate our spirit. Encourage our hearts. Pursue our pursuers. Enlarge our coast. Bless us from heaven. Lay your hands upon us. And by the time we finish from here, let all the glory belong to you. All the blessings belong to us. The shame belongs to the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As we check our Bibles, our prayer this morning and our message shall be centered on what I call my God who gives songs in the night. My God who gives songs in the night. In Job chapter 35, verse 10. Job 35, verse 10. Job 35, verse 10. But none seeth where is God my maker, who giveth songs in the night. But none seeth where is God my maker, who giveth songs in the night. The world has its own night. After the going up and down of the day, going to work, coming back, walking about tirelessly, after the day comes the night. And that night is always a welcome time for some people to actually rest. At that night, the darkness draws the curtain and shuts out the light. So night, one way or the other, is one of the greatest blessings men and women enjoy. Yet, night to many is a gloomy time. The Bible talks about pestilence that walketh in darkness. It talks about the terror by night. Why is the night gloomy for so many people? That is the physical night. There are millions of spiritual creatures that walk about unseen when we sleep. So night, which is supposed to be a time of rest, sometimes is a time of terror and alarm to many. To some people, it's in the night, all the armed robbers and all those people who armed people go about. It's meant to be a time of rest, a time of peace, but one way or the other, it's also a time of trouble. So the world has its own night. And just as the world has its own night, men also have their own night. Man also has his own night. Many are going through their own night now. Nights of sorrow, nights of persecution, nights of ignorance, nights of battle, nights of oppression, nights of doubt, nights of bewitchment, nights of anxiety. No wonder the Bible says, weeping may tarry for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Many are in their nights of weeping now, but glory to God. In the midst of all this, the Christian can rise up and say, my God, who gives songs in the night, arise for my sake. Can I hear you shouting that? Let your voice be louder than that. Let your voice be louder than that. Now let your voice roar like thunder. Say it again loud and clear. Shout it three times. In the middle of that night, thank God the Christian can also say, my God, who gives song in the night, arise, and let me sing my own song, and dance my own dance. My God, who gives songs in the night, arise, let me sing my own song, and dance my dance. Can I hear the sister saying that? Brothers, let me hear you saying it. Amen. What do we mean by this night? The night means adversity. There is a ministry called the Ministry of Adversity. But the Bible says, your adversity can be converted to advantage. That adversity can be converted to promotion. And as many people as are here this morning, and the enemy has been passing you from tribulation to tribulation, your adversity shall become your promotion. Let your amen roar like fire. The ministry of adversity can also be called the ministry of the night. Hard times are part of human beings. Job said, man that is born of a woman is of few days and is full of trouble. Bad things thus happen to both good and evil people. The difference is that the righteous, even if he falls once, can bounce back seven times. Every household, every establishment and every heart in its turn is pierced at one time or the other. Since adversity entered the world through Adam, it has become the lot of man. And the devil now uses this adversity as a tool to discourage and to defeat. But God has another use for the adversity. Adversity is God's method for making warriors. All his men and women were prepared in the wilderness of adversity. There is something called the ministry of preparation. God is in the ministry of preparation. He prepared Moses for leading millions of people out of bondage. He threw the man into the university of wilderness for 40 years. There he learned how to control cattle. And you know, it's not easy to control cattle. When you have plenty of cattle and you are leading them somewhere, it's very difficult. God was preparing him. So adversity is God's method of making his warriors. Adversity will always precede victory. When there is no trial, there can be no testimony. And that adversity can come to anybody in any form. It's like a stress point, pushing people up and down, sometimes beyond their limits. Somebody was talking to me this morning. He said he has been pushed to the wall. Geo, that is just waiting for the wall to fall on him now. And I said, the wall cannot follow you. Rather, from that wall, you bounce back. And I'm praying for somebody here this morning. If the enemy has pushed you to the wall, you shall bounce back. Sevenfold. You shall bounce back. Sevenfold. You shall bounce back. Sevenfold. 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 In the name of Jesus. Adversity is sometimes the only thing that will make us to recognize our dependence on God. And will make us to be able to call upon Him in our time of trouble. Sometimes it's this adversity that comes to us and shows our deficiencies. Many people think they are strong until some storms come in. A lot of people call themselves warriors, soldiers, and spiritual champions because there is no Goliath yet. But when Goliath appears at the war front, he will show who the soldiers are. No matter how preachers try to patch it up, the wilderness is still the road to Canaan. The Gethsemane still has to precede the glory. And every work of God, every work of divine destiny is always bitterly opposed. And you don't need to sit down and start worrying, what have I done? Why am I like this? Why is this? Immediately you try to fulfill your destiny, a war is raging against you. All Satan's territory that we invade will be bitterly contended for. They will fight for it. He will contend for it. Don't think he will just leave it, he will let it go like that. He will fight. But the beautiful thing is this. God will not allow you to be tempted and tested more than you can handle. And the fact that you are still inside that test and trial is because God has not finished with you yet. If he has finished with you, he will just ask you to round up and take you away. That's all. But you can disallow the adversity from shaking you, and you can turn those your troubles into joy. In Acts chapter 20, this is Apostle Paul speaking. Acts chapter 20:23. It is a personal decision whether you allow the adversity to make you better or bitter. It's a personal decision whether you are going to allow the devil to be laughing at you or not. Look at the decision Apostle Paul took. In Acts of Apostles chapter 20, look at it from verse 23. So that the Holy Ghost witnessed in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me, but none of these things move me. Neither counter my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. He said, none of these things move me. It's a personal decision to decide to be unmoved. But thank God, Jesus said, in the world, you shall have many tribulations. So, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. That's why there is no education like adversity. And you can learn more from adversity than all your teachers and your books can teach you. Adversity has no respect for your brain power or family connections. Adversity is not interested in whether you are talented, whether you are handsome or ugly or beautiful or whatever. The Bible says God will not deliver you from trouble, but will deliver you in trouble. Just like he waited till Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fire and he brought them out, he will allow them to throw you inside and he will get you out. The deepest well of joy is dug by the spade of adversity. And you see, whatever you are going through now, it shows that your life is a threat to some power somewhere. But there is a God who gives song in the night. Inside that adversity, He gives you song. Adversity sometimes brings us very useful talent, which in prosperous time will not be available, or will just lay dormant. And without that adversity, you cannot really know your real strength. That's why somebody has said, adversity is like a knife. It can serve you or cut you, depending on whether you hold the blade or you hold the handle. Adversities like that. Every righteous man or woman, no matter who you are, at a stage in your life, you will face the plot of the wicked. It is when you summon that adversity that you become a champion and a hero. It is on record that assistance and facilities do not make men, but adversity makes men. But thank God, we have a God who gives songs in the night. Even in the midst of that night, He gives information. He gives singing. He puts a song in the person's mouth. We are here this morning to actually pray some serious prayers. The worst thing that can happen to you when you are in your own night is to be discouraged. Discouragement is a terrible disease. When you are discouraged, your prayer life nosedives. And when your prayer life nosedives, and you can't pray the kind of prayer you should pray, the enemy multiplies. Then you cry. That's why they multiply. But the prayer was the first thing to lose life. When we're discouraged, you could pray the wrong prayers, and that will put you into more trouble. When you are discouraged, you may begin to say things you are not supposed to say, making pronouncements even against your own personal life. I pray that every self-imposed curse, because a lot of people use their own mouth to curse themselves. Every self-imposed curse working against anyone here shall be cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. When you are discouraged, you begin to think the wrong things. Wrong things. Bad thoughts will be filling your heart. You may even be thinking of going back to the devil when you are discouraged. When you are discouraged, you could do the wrong things. Moses, instead of speaking to the rock, smote the rock because of discouragement that was affecting him. When we are discouraged, we begin to see wrong revelation, have wrong dreams, and see the wrong things. You begin to see the giants and giants instead of God the Almighty. You begin to see difficulties instead of the power of God. When you are discouraged, a wrong spirit can take control of you. The spirit of murmuring, of complaining, confusion, and discouragement will now begin to rejoice that he has won another person for Satan. Paul and Silas, they did not start missionary work by themselves. They received a divine information to start. They had a revelation of somebody coming to them in the dream and said, come over to Macedonia and help us. And they crossed over. Their going there was by divine direction. And they had arrived at this city. Settled down. Preached to one woman. Won their first convert. From there, the enemy began to rage. They captured these men. Dragged them on the floor. Put them into the innermost part of the prison. In a tunnel. It was very cold at night. These men who have done absolutely nothing wrong. The men have the right to say, what? Came here to serve God? You allowed this to happen to us? Why serve him anyway? No. The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas sang praises and they prayed. And the prisoners heard them. And then things began to happen. The devil does not like to hear the Christian singing inside his night. He would rather prefer that he should sit down, break down, cry, and roll on the floor and give the devil all the glory. That's what he would have preferred. But this man understood the principle of the God who gives songs in the night and is part of that impossible and hard situation. They sang praises and prayed, and it was loud. The Bible says the prisoners heard them. That's why I'm prophesying to somebody here, your testimony shall be uncommon. In the name of Jesus. And every power that wants to put you to shame shall be disgraced. The God of Elijah shall arise and waste your wasters. And all the years you have lost shall be restored. And any power stopping your speed shall be complete his grace. You say, how do I sing my song in my night? How do I sing my song in my night? Number one thing to do is to allow worry and anxiety to die in your life. As far as worry is still in place, faith will jump out. Two, make sure you are a friend of God. If you are not born again, you are still an enemy of God. Three, know the awesome power of your God, that He has power to change any situation at any time and within a short time. Know it very well. Know that the salvation that God has given to you does not exempt you from the battle of life, but it has given you a weapon to fight in that battle. Perhaps you are in your night now. The night has been caused by sin. You need to repent. Perhaps you are in your night now. The night has been caused by your enemies. You need to fight back. Perhaps you are in your night now. Ancestry has caused the night. You need to break the generational curse. Perhaps you are in your night now because you're under some causes and covenants. You need to break them. Perhaps you are in your night now. You are there because of spiritual carelessness. You need to buck up and be very, very serious with your God. God is looking for people who will stand and declare His power in their generation. God is looking for people that He will display as the advertisement of His power. If you are that person, I say, my Father, I want you to advertise your power in my life. I want you to use me as a testimony, an example of your strength and power. Even before this year runs to an end, I want to have uncommon testimonies. Rise up on your feet now. This morning, we have plenty of prayers to pray. And we don't have plenty of time to pray them. As I ask you to pray, pray on time. Because we don't have time on each one. And you know, when the year is going to an end like this, we do more of praying. The Bible says, men ought always to pray and not faint. Thank you, Jesus. Rise upon your feet, all eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not just rendered your life to Jesus, right there where you are, just raise up your right hand. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Beginning from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. In Jesus' name, amen. There are three major prayers we're going to pray now. Immediately, we start these prayers. There are people here this morning whose virtues, benefits have been shared out in different covens. There are people here this morning whose peace has been shared out in different covens. There is even a person here this morning, the body has been shared out in different covens. As we pray these first three prayers, that situation shall be reversed instantly. As we pray these prayers, there will be an overturning power that will begin to work for so many people here. As we pray these prayers, people who are here and their family is being invaded by the spirit of death and hell. As we start praying, a personality will move out and go back to where they came from. As we pray this prayer, all the deportings of darkness that has kept so many people behind will be dashed to pieces. Can you shout this loud and clear? Power of death in my dreams. In the name of Jesus, can you open your mouth and pray this prayer now? In Jesus' name we pray.
You don't understand that prayer.
If you have been dreaming of dead relatives, dead things, dreaming seeing your dead father, dead mother, dead friends, I want to cancel you now. Pray like a wounded lion. Also, if you're here, you don't even remember those dreams. You didn't even know that already they have sacrificed you in the dream, but you're not aware. Pray too. Pray too. If within your heart, occasionally, this arrow strikes your heart, death, 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 pray hard. If you're in this service too, and the doctors have been complaining, something is wrong with your heart, it's wrong with this, it's wrong with that, pray. Pray. Power of death in my dream. Death! In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Shout this again louder than anyone here. Altar of sickness. Altar of affliction. Can I hear you shouting those two things? Hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Destroy the two altars.
Well, receive a touch from heaven. Yes.
Aha. Jesus' name we pray. Let your voice roar like fire as we pray like this. My doors. My doors. Open by fire. In the name of Jesus. Command the doors to open. Something is happening to somebody over there. Command the doors to open. Let them be open. Let them be open. Let them be open. Let them be open. In the name of Jesus. Makapasta Tendika. Ribosapondeke Yaboshenteraba. Aha.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Aha. In Jesus' name we pray.
The next group of prayers, three of them. This group of people I'm going to mention now, let them pray with holy madness, holy anger, and holy desperation. And within 24 hours, there'll be a change in that situation. These seven groups of people. Number one, you are here and your family members are asking you to renounce your faith. Two, you are here. The problem seems to be getting stronger. Three, you are here. Several times you have been close to death. Four, you are here. There are strange creatures attacking you in your dreams. Five, you are here. Things go wrong at the edge of breakthroughs. When you expect the good to come, it's evil that follows. Six, you are here.
you have goods that are not selling. 7, you are here. Somebody has taken over your rightful position. Pray these 3 prayers with violence, with anger. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? My Goliath die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth now and pray. Let my Goliath die. Pasati katara boraba. Banna ribosa pola kaya boshenta. Aha, 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 aha. Boshenta kaya boshenta rabokolaba. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Today is today. Jesus, then we pray. Silence. Something is going to happen to 14 people. These 14 people have one thing in common. This very last night, they took your cases to covens to destroy. The power of God will fall upon you. The arrows of the coven shall backfire. That's the first person. That's number 2. That's the power of God coming upon you. That's number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Number 6. Number 7. Number 8. Just let this man go. Let him go. You have been harassing him for 20 years. Let him go. Number 9, number 10, 11, 12, 13. Aha. And that's number 14. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Shout this loud and clear again. Owners of evil, Lord, carry your Lord by fire in the name of Jesus. Bakate setende yaboshanta. Carry your load by fire. That's right. Boshante kate yaboshanta. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I release earthquake against my full-time enemies. Don't joke with this prayer. Can I hear the sister saying it? Is that the loudest the sisters can say? Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Release the earthquake of the Lord against them. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Three prayers in one. Say this loud and clear. Every local Pharaoh, drown. Every local Goliath, die. Every local Herod, die. Every local Pharaoh, drown. Every local Goliath, die. Every local Herod, die. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare now. Aha, aha, aha. Jesus, then we pray. Now, three recovery prayers. When I say recovery, I mean recovery. Say this loud and clear. And make sure nobody's voice overshadows your voice. In these three recovery prayers. Say this louder than anyone around you. My blessings. Left in this year, I possess you by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. You will shout the name of this year loud and clear. 2009. If you have swallowed my blessings, vomit them now. In the name of Jesus. Vomit them now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Say, whether the world goes up or down, my harvest shall continue. I shall prosper. Whether the world goes up or down, my harvest shall continue. I shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare that one.
Jesus' name we pray. We want to enter into another realm in our prayers. If you have any sickness on any part of your body, this is the time to lay your hands upon that place. Father, I thank you. Because your power is the absolute power. Because you have never failed, you will never fail. Thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. Power to save, to secure, and to deliver to the uttermost. You do evil boil in the body. Vanish by fire. Every trouble in the head, the trouble in the chest, the trouble in the womb, the trouble in the backbone, the trouble in the legs. Hear the word of the Lord. Where you are is not your habitation. It is the tabernacle of the Most High God. So I bind you and I cast you out. Receive your healing now. Receive it. 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 Receive it, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft sponsored infirmity, I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus. Silence now. There are some people over there. You feel as if somebody is pouring cold water on you. That is the anointing. It's going from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. And as it's doing that, it's confronting every infirmity in your body. That's right. Let the ground open. And begin to swallow every stubborn infirmity. Begin to thank the Lord for this first section of our prayers. Jesus is here and he's done mighty things here today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.